Amen. Pastor Thomas was whispering to me by the side. He said, among all the enter message people, say we are the only ones that are enjoying this man. He said, we are the only ones that are enjoying this man. Amen. And I quickly told him, I said, no, we are not the only ones. Wherever they are now, they are connected to this broadcast. Some of them will send their people to come and get the copies of these tapes. So we are not the only ones. Praise the Lord. There is only one question. I say, where has he been all these years? Maybe if I had met him years back, the first time I came across him was 1991. When I went to Kirikiri there with Brother Bessett from America. And then we were supposed to go have dinner that evening, but I couldn't make it because I had to go somewhere. Everybody else went. And I said, from that 1991, I said, not until recently, I said, if I had met him since that time, I'm sure I would have been a multi-billionaire by now. Amen. Because I would have learned so much from him. Amen. But it's okay, this is the appointed time. God didn't want only me to learn. He wanted first, gather all of us first, then he can come. Because the truth about it is that sometimes we walk with our perception of an individual is always based on a lot of assumption or a lot of things you have had that you have not even confirmed. The impression given to us, praise God, is that the camp he belongs, as far as the enter message is concerned, is a camp where we may not have easy access to meet him. And maybe I can just say this, sir. When one day I tried to visit your church at Adekule Street, Ebutemeta, I decided I would go and worship there. And I went with my family, about six of us or so, in the car. And when I got to the gate, some years back, 90-something, they would not allow us to enter. We stood there and faced some interview outside. They interviewed us. They said we should wait for them to go and inform the pastor that some people came. And I called them, I said, come, what is happening? I want to come and worship. They said, yes, wait. Then the second interview, they came, they said, please, who invited you? I said, let me church. I said, nobody invited me. You just came on your own. He said, okay, wait. I don't know who they are going to meet to tell inside again. Then they came out, they stood for some time. I saw three brothers, they were talking to one another, should we? Then we were remaining there, my family members were saying, Daddy, what's happening? I said, me too, I don't know. And eventually they said, okay, you come. We came in one by one, then you sit down. They come outside again, next, come. And then we sat down. So that discouraged me, I no go there again. After that day, I no go again. So that scared me. Praise the Lord. Only to discover that to even see him is easier than to see Pastor Thomas. No, to see Professor Sunday. I think it's a better example. To see Professor Sunday. It's easier to see a man like this than Prophet Sunday. If I call Prophet Sunday, he may not return the call. And if he will return, it will be about 3 days after. But if I call our brother Maduka, amen. When I call him, I call with fear, so I flash. He may be in a meeting somewhere. And I don't want to disturb him, so I will just flash first. Before you know what, he's returning the call. Immediately. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, so it's easy to see this man like this. Naim, I never see him all these years. You know he has something that can benefit us. Praise the Lord. In this ministry, you are aware that we are not in the business of inviting any minister. God has blessed us with almost everything we need. Almost everything we need in this, in spiritually, we need it. And there's only one thing that we lack. We lack business sense. That is the one that is missing. And God has come to supply that sense. Hallelujah. And who else than an Newi man? Newi man. Praise the Lord. And not from a denomination, but from this same end time message. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Does anybody have any question? Ask question that will help your life in future. Stand up. Come forward. You have any question? We'll take a few moments.
I said my own question centers on a startup, business startup.
Yes.
Because you told us how you started, and even with the sum of 200 naira.
Yes.
Now, my question is, looking at Nigerian business environment, the kind of stiff competition we have, how does a startup face competition and be able to break grounds and, you know, come up in the flying colors? Considering the fact that the big players are already there, and the area you are going, or the business you are also going into, you have thousands of players in that industry or sector. Thank you.
Okay, I want to answer. Please give me your undivided attention.
Yes.
Today, we discuss about the seed. And the thing, I started by telling you that the seed is very thin, very small. And I also say, don't you ever neglect any small beginning. Everything has a beginning. Bible says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Everything has a beginning. The beginning of it is not the finished product of it. There is a beginning. There is a seed time. The seed grows to become a tree. You wait for that tree to bear a fruit.
Thank you.
You wait for that fruit to ripen. Then you take the fruit of that tree to eat and then sow the seed again. That is the cycle of life.
Thank you.
After you eat the fruit, you sow the seed again. When I finish this teaching, you will get why people get money, buy Mercedes, build many houses, and later become poor. Because they eat the seed, they don't sow the seed again. They stop at the fruit level, and they do not replant the seed again.
Uh-huh.
So, there's no dream you have that is too big. There's no vision you have for yourself that is too small. But create a relationship with God and believe God for it. Listen to me. Listen. You see, the point is that sometimes we are talking now. Even though it's me talking, but you are telling me I didn't get it. Because you are running ahead of God by your human thinking. What you think you should do to get the result. It never works. You totally surrender your will to God's hand. Jesus was the Son of God. He came here to redeem us. When he came to die, his human, because he was total God and total man, almost fainting. He said, Father, Not my will, but your will. If it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Every service you make is supposed to be a point. If you miss your point, your opponent take your point and win point for himself. You are expected to gain all your point and make a mistake in your opponent's service. When he serve longly, you take point out of him, then you increase your game. But if you lose at a service point, you will not win. No? You know how to dribble. You know how to play point back and front. You will not win. Your winning points come from your service. Five service, 5 points. Your opponent will not see your back. So, the secret is that you can start small. I gave you this testimony. I'm not exaggerating. If you don't know, ask any Newe person here who knew me, and they will tell you. My uncle that I live with is still alive. 200 naira. I've shown you systematically steps I took.
That's right.
How I partnered with my brother. It wasn't working. I stayed on my own. I partnered with another friend of mine, David, another person who let me go on my own. I partnered again with David Nwosu, who we parted way. And then I partnered with my wife, which is the one I am on it till today.
Amen.
Many of us brethren, some of us, have business that can yield money. But they are happy to tell brother, brother, can you give me money to support my business? He's not happy to say, brother, can you invest in my business? Look at what I'm doing. Look at how prosperity it is. He wants to grab the business for himself so he can hold it. You don't touch it. But you are good to give him money to add inside it. You are already showing selfishness before you start. And you can't go anywhere. Every business person, bank is only paying interest of like 10, 12, 13, 14%. If somebody knew he can put money in your business and get a return of 20 or 25% on it, the person will be willing to put money in your business than putting it in the bank.
Sure.
This is reality. So the first thing you need to do is organize yourself. Start small. Have your plan of where you are going to go. That is secondary. Be diligent in that which you know how to do. I think I said it last year. My idea is that I close one of my hand with already everything that I know. I keep one hand open. I'm using this one hand to look for opportunity. But this hand is closed. All the things I already know, I hold and meow. I'm not selling rice. And tomorrow somebody come to me say, hey, cement. Once you carry a container of cement, you get money. I close my shop for rice, join cement. I don't know that when rain beats cement, it has turned to a concrete. I don't have warehouse to buy cement. I close my shop, start cement business. Before you know it, I will not get up, I will not get down. I will hang in between. But what you need to do is that whatever you are doing, and you are doing faithful, God promised to bless you in that thing you are doing.
That's right.
You believe me, you can be a shoemaker and become successful being a shoemaker. Being a shoemaker with faithfulness, first of all, is setting the kingdom of God above your desire in all the things you do. God, at a faithful time, will bring you a helper. You will not look for one. Please listen very well. I said to you, December last year, God lay in my heart. That minister never asked me for money, never begged me for money, never pestered my life. But I slept. And God said, this is what you are going to do. Many times people come to me and say, God told me to do this, do this. God told me you are going to do this. I told them, this God, I listened to him. Tell him to speak to me tonight. It's not a problem. I can't disobey him. If he speaks to me tomorrow, and please believe it, if God told me tomorrow, like he told that man, to take everything I have and share it to Christians, I will do it without hesitation. He gave it to me. I don't own it. I am not the owner of what I have. I am a caretaker. Even in the things I have, I try to subject myself, not to make mistake to think it is my power or my intelligence that earn me those things, because I will make mistake. I am holding it in trust for God. Mm-hmm. And what he say I do with it, I do. So it's not about what people are telling me, what God told them. They should tell that same God that told them to tell me. And if he tell me, I will obey.
Thank you.
But if you haven't spoken to me, pray and tell God. I want you to have confidence in yourself. Don't be in a hurry to be a wealthy person. An average Igbo boy has problem. We want to be international, intercontinental of this company and the managing and damaging director, backward and forwarding agent in the same day, West African and the East African Limited. It doesn't work like that. I told you, you build a reputation by the things you do. Once you start doing one thing good, people will see you and give you another opportunity. I only apply for BMW dealership. Rolls-Royce, I didn't apply. Jaguar, I didn't apply. Range Rover, I didn't apply. Ford, I didn't apply. People see how good I did this. They bring some other thing to me. Mm. That's how things happen.
Clap your hands now. That's it. That's it.
Many of us young people are in a hurry to go and borrow money from the bank when our business has not structure to carry bank interest. To borrow money from bank is good, but it's the shortest way to commit suicide. You have maybe 1 million naira that you are trading, and you are trading well. You go borrow 10 million naira, which is much more greater than your business, when you are not sure. One mistake you make, the interest rate will eat the bank money, eat your 1 million. One building you have built, they will sell it to cover their money, and you are back on the street. So what did they profit you? Is it not better that you have made money and put it back into your business until your business stabilizes? You are sure, at the worst case scenario, I will make 2 million naira in a month before you go and borrow 20 million. So that if there's trouble, you tell them to please be patient. In 10 months, you pay them back their money, but you are still alive. You borrow money you cannot discount. That is a way to commit suicide.
Sure.
Every business have accident.
Sure.
There is a town brother of mine in 2011. He cried to me, and I went to bank and guaranteed an open letter of credit for him for $300 million. He did the first one, pay, second one, pay, sixth one, pay. By the time we get to the sixth one, he bring 5 documents. I opened LC, totaling $180 million. He went abroad and cashed the LC. But documents is still lying in the bank today. The money didn't come.
Huh.
Now you can imagine, already on that, immediately, there is 21 billion naira crystallized in my account. Every month, interest of 300 million drop inside my account on a monthly basis. It's like somebody who have accident, bleeding. If I don't stop that bleed, I will have bleed to death. But because I have muscle and some capacity, I was able to stop that bleeding. And that is why there's Costalis today.
Hallelujah.
Costalis would have been a history based on that thing that happened if I didn't have capacity to absorb that shock. So every business must get a shock. Have I finished this teaching? I'm telling you, I would have get you back to, I wanted to come to this point and let you know about circle of life. But Abraham talked about it. We have 7 cycle of our life. When things happen and we move back. So what I'm trying to say simple is that you can be anything you want to be in life, but start small. Start today. Don't wait till you become. Don't. When I started, the Leventis was there. Bulos was there. Bulos that I used to buy something from. They are not greater than me. That place I went to buy Crash Bar that I sold at Newi, I can take them on today. Leventis that I used to go begging for them to write for me headlight case CD175. They are not there. I'm the man calling the shot today.
Clap your hands.
You can start small.
That's right. God bless you.
Answer your question. Did I answer your question? Okay.
And I'm sure he answered three other people standing there too. He covers so many areas. I really don't know what you want to ask. Praise the Lord. I told you this man is loaded. Amen. He is loaded. From Lagos, here, somebody from Lagos. Sister Ijeoma, where are you watching from Lagos? Sure, say you know, sit down for here. They send that text. Shalom, sir. I thank God for this great exposition. I am highly blessed. And now my eyes of business understanding have been opened. I will arise and start sowing again. My question now, please, sir. How can I partner with my wife, stroke husband, husband and wife, and be fulfilled? Please, can you give me an advice on how to do this?
Very simple. Just understand the same way God said it, that your wife is your partner. This is where my Igbo brothers get it wrong.
Oh.
I speak direct now, not indirect. An average Igbo man lacks trust. He can trust her sister. He can trust a wife inside her mother, inside his wife's womb, and put the child that his wife is going to born inside his business. But his wife's name will not be in the business.
Joy.
One of my friends gave somebody money to buy a property for him in London. And the person bought the property and said, Mr. and Mrs. to write the agreement. He came to London. He didn't go to see the property. He said, whatever it is, I accept it. One mistake you made is that you have to remove this Mrs. in this agreement. And put it Mr. Then I go and see the thing. He hasn't seen the property, whether it is good. But his first mistake is that his wife's name is Dian. This is my wife. She's here. So you can find out whether what I'm saying is truth. I started my business. We didn't contribute money together to start business. It's my business. But I married her, and because I married her, on the principle of God's word, we are equal.
You see?
We own our home together. But I taught my wife discipline how to manage money. So, sisters, don't make mistake about this. This my wife you see here used to go and buy things in a month and asked me to give him another chop money. I said, give me the list for what you did with the first one I bought give you. You bought oil. How much is the oil? Is oil Coca-Cola? Is it a Fanta to drink? Once I knew my wife understand discipline of managing money, I lay control. My wife name, if you look for me today, you don't find me. My wife is not going through administrative whatever to take over Costalis. She walked into Costalis threat. She's a director. She's my vice president. She's heir. She doesn't work with me now. She used to. But she's heir signatory to our account. The power I have to sign is the same power she has to sign.
Hey! Sisters, won't you clap your hand? Would you say, God, give me this kind man for husband? Lord, give me this kind man for husband.
So, in other words, there's no limit. There's no limit amount of money my wife can sign. She can sign a check of 5 billion naira and it will be honored by the bank. There is no, we don't put limit on her signature. Her sister used to work for us as a director, but she is the signatory. She must sign with one other person. Any other people in her company are 2 people to sign, or some of them 3 people to sign. But only her can sign, just like only myself can sign. Now, it is an absolute show of a trust. My wife didn't know, but you may know now. I made a will. And in my will, I said, this is what will happen, this is what will happen, this is what will happen. Should I go before my wife? But if I go before my wife has the right to cancel this will and do another will.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
She didn't make medicine to me. I love her and I marry her. If I live here, what am I caring about what happened? She is in control. So if she likes, she honored that will. I wrote it in the will. If she likes, she cancel everything I wrote there and redo it the way it suits her.
Choy.
Finish.
Hey. Let one sister say, the God of charity shall be my God.
So, brothers, some of the traders working with us, who I'm giving goods on credit, some of them I said, go and make your wife a signatory to the account. So that if I look for you, I did not see, your wife will pay me. They say instead of that, they don't want credit anymore.
Hey,
as panda traders, that their wife will not join them to sign. Why did you marry her if you didn't love her? She's part of you.
Hey.
You are not 2 people anymore. Many problems we have is that many of us make money to become the God in our mind. Don't make money to be the God in your mind. What is important is what you have in your head, not what you have in your pocket. Even people believe that what is in your pocket is more important than what is in your head. But I'm telling you today, what you have upstairs is more important than what is here. Don't make money to be the God in your mind. Let God be God. Put money where it belongs to. If you learn this secret, there is no limit where you could not go. How do you call yourself a family man and somebody know you can't even trust your wife? These are hypocrites. I've seen this happen many times. That his wife, no, because their family. My wife never bought 1 gold except the one I gave her. She told me recently, she cannot use her credit card to buy something up or online because you don't know the amount in her credit card. But the most expensive bag my wife bought for $4,000 something is the one I bought. If you took her to shop, show her that and they tell you, please leave it and let us go. At a time before she get to this position, so he entered them for one time, though he told her, now my 2 here. Ochecha church na CPM. She went to church, coming back with the boss. At CPM, they took her lapa, where the key of our house is. So that you don't think she was born with BMW. She used to jump inside bus. Start from ground zero.
Thank you.
A tree does not start from the fruit. It starts from the seed. Start from the seed. Then you can go to a tree level and you can get a fruit. God bless
Yay!
You.
Yo! I expect the sisters to stand up and clap now. That's what I expect you. I expect the sisters to say, Lord, turn my husband to be like this man. turn like this, my husband, to think like this man.
God is able to do.
Hallelujah.
Just what it says, he will do.
Shiloh.
He's gonna fulfill every promise to you.
Another comment from Sister Nancy Aram from Ghana. You're watching us now from Ghana. I say, Shalom, Brother Maduka. May God richly bless you. I have been blessed and pleased expecting the lecture on the seed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know why I'm jumping up? Amen. Because I believe it like that. I believe a man and his wife should be like that. And I have taught you several times to be like that. In the mouth of two or three witnesses. Now that's the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because once somebody was shocked to hear in the bank, my credit card is with my wife. I've never used the credit card. She uses it. And when the money, my credit level is finished, she only informs me. The money don't finish, oh. Amen. She uses the credit card. She's they're on vacation in Europe now, and she's there with the credit card. So when I went to tell them this credit card will be used in Europe and America between August and September, then they were asking questions, say, who will use it? I say, the name. Then I wrote her name so that they won't say she stole it over there. And he said, your wife? He said, she's the one using your credit card. I said, she's my wife. If I have a business where they bring in money, she will be a signatory there. That one is certain. That's why we say, we, our men here, some men here, say our wife has turned us to mumu.
Yes, sir.
But it is working. You can see now. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter is established. When Pastor Francis went to my house, when I moved into that house, he went there. Amen. Church, listen. So I'm saying this to corroborate so that they will not think that this woman give you something chop. Nothing like that. Because I say, if we have cars in the house, I'm using Tokumbo. Thomas, when I got a brand new car, who did I give it to? My wife. My wife has always used a better car than myself. The reason is, I said she's a woman, so that the car will not break down anywhere. If my come out, my own break down, I go come mechanic, go fix them. But a woman, you know, she uses the best. So when he was going around the house and he saw my wife's room, the master bedroom that my wife occupied, they went to small room. I said, this is my own small. He said, that's the master bedroom. I said, that is the, because they call it master. I said, she's there. She will use that room with two children, so there are three. She has more property than me. Now one box I get, and one, I don't need big wardrobe. I don't have too many this thing. So what do I need a big room for? Master Abby, it is for her and her children. It is good to contain them. She needs it. I don't need it. The one I need now, the small one. And then he was saying, Kai, you are an unusual person. I say, it's not unusual person. This is how it should be. That's how you should be. Praise the Lord.